And with me is County Commissioner Gary Gamble. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we had a county board meeting yesterday, and let's talk a little bit. I'm sure you talked a little bit about this, but I mean, the all of a sudden, no number five plastic.
Yeah, I think I came in with about five, you know, huge brute containers full of plastic. And when they informed me of that, I spent some time, you know, taking caps off. And in the board meeting yesterday, I had introduced a bit of that in discussion with Tim. Mm-hmm. And he said that he had hoped to inform the community up front a little bit more and dovetail into this change. In a previous discussion, it was my understanding that the plastic market was really down and not accepting plastic, but we were continuing to take all plastics, hoping that the market would change. I think following that time that it became more evident that we're collecting plastics that we can't get rid of. And so my understanding on it is that they made the decision to go with what they could move out, and that meant the number five wouldn't be there. So my hope in that regard is that we can sort of change our behavior so that it doesn't get to the point that it becomes so inconvenient that we no longer recycle. So I think we might experience that unless people...
Because it's not going to go away sitting in a landfill.
No. And so, that's something that hopefully the market will change so that it's not so problematic.
Yeah. Okay. You had two special board meetings where the department heads presented their proposed budgets, and then sheriff had was in yesterday to talk about the 2014 proposed budget there.
Yeah.
So, first of all, how's the general budget thing going?
Well, you know, for me, because as a new commissioner, this is my first time through mm-hmm. on this, and I did talk to Brady about that early on, wanting to understand the process so that I could be sure that I was diligent and knew, you know, checks and balances along the way as a commissioner, so that there was oversight. For me, this is a time when department heads construct their budget, comes with their proposals, and we as commissioners can ask them questions and come back and review that. And so we go through, you know, a number of different processes. I did request yesterday that the board consider drafting a letter and sending it through Chair Jan Hall to department heads, asking that they consider looking at how they might reduce the proposed budgets as presented by 5%. And I think the benefit in that is just, especially for me as a new commissioner, I'd like to see how they have wrestled with those numbers. And there's varying degrees as to which, you know, mm-hmm. people approach budgets. But so the board affirmed that, and we will send out a letter, and hopefully by August 27th, we'll have two things. One is, where would you look in your proposed budget to reduce it by 5%, and where would you explore opportunities maybe for additional revenues?
Okay. It's a request, not a...
Yeah, it's not a request, it's a suggestion.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean... We talked about that word, that we want to make sure that we're asking this graciously, but we appreciate the diligence that they put in this process.
Okay. You also had a Skype session. That's I guess Skype is computer talk.
Yep. Yeah, all our new technologies, this we get to have, you know,
yeah.
See people and talk to them. And David Unmock, who's with Springstead and working with us on the hiring of the county administrator, we have in all of our meetings at this point have mm-hmm. been through Skype, and
so
it
how
saves
are we
us
doing?
Money.
Yeah, right. So how are we doing on county administrator applications?
Good. Yesterday in our session, we learned that we have 36 candidates, which is a great pool. 36.
That should be somebody in there.
Yep. Yeah. So what we will be doing now is David will be screening those 36 applicants and developing a candidate matrix. And we will, as commissioners, be looking at interview questions and target interview dates, and we hope to determine the finalists by the 27th. It's my hope that in the questioning process, once we whittle this down to the few, that we will have department heads interview independently, commissioners, and members of the community so that we get a broad overview as to this individual. We have a great opportunity with this new position. I think that there's a lot of expectation both in the community and the department heads, and we want to be sure that we get this right, and I think that the more that we have inclusion in the process, the more we'll have buy-in.
Okay. Anything else we need to know about the meeting?
Well, we did have a personnel committee recommendation that said let's review our present pay equity rating system, and with the new county administrator coming in, that is one of the things we want to address in our interview process, that maybe the process or the system that we have in place is a little antiquated, and hopefully the candidate will have experience in that so we can have something that might be, you know, a better system for equity in pay. So this will be something that we're looking in, and that was, again, something that we discussed as a board, coming as a recommendation from the personnel committee.
Gary Gamble, Commissioner, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Jay.